Good evening, good day, good afternoon, friends all over the world. Thank you for joining me, the Superior Entrepreneurship Show with Al Luthroth. Thank you so much, wherever you are, for sending me messages last time you were here. Got a great friend and a great entrepreneur that I think you'd be excited to learn. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be Raj Verma from CanCom Group. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining me. 5:37 in beautiful, I would say warm, Edmonton, Alberta, but that's not the case. We've got minus 24 in city of Edmonton. And if you want to have a cold place in wherever you are in the world, guess what? We've got you beaten. You got to come to the city of Edmonton. But here's the deal. I've been excited and I've been invited to my guest show home, CanCom. Holmes got a beautiful show home in Edmonton, up in Ladue County, close to Beaumont. We're up in their show home. Come on in, take a look. So, but that being said, I'm going to introduce my guest. His name is Raj Verma. He's a fellow entrepreneur. As you all know, this show is about entrepreneurship and people that are successful. They've had very humble beginnings with nothing to something. So, with that, I'd like to introduce Raj. Welcome to the show. What do you think about today? How's the weather outside?
Thanks, Al, first of all, for inviting me and introducing myself to your audience. Well, it's great. The weather is Alberta, typical Alberta weather, and you know, you can't expect anything else in January. It's awesome. It's great.
Great.
No complaints.
Yeah, no complaints. You know what? The best thing about this is that it gives us a lot of choices. With your place being where it is close to the, you know, skiing, and you know, you can go to Rabbit Hill within what, 15 minutes from Merrill Oaks?
Yeah, or 10 minutes. Yeah, around there. Yeah.
So you know, if you're into skiing or snowboarding, or there's actually a hill right in Beaumont, which is what, 5 minutes away from Merrill Oaks.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, when families are buying in this area, what do you know, you have all these amenities nearby. Can you tell me about what's going on in the area?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Royal Oaks community, first of all, you know, as you mentioned about skiing, everything is close by. Rabbit Hill, 10 minutes. And for families, there are a few key aspects they look at. You know, first of all, I've met hundreds of families. Their first question is for their kids, you know, schools close by. We got seven schools close by with elementary.
Seven schools. That's amazing. I don't think a lot of people understand that, you know what, even in Edmonton area. So, you know, even when they're looking to invest in real estate, they're like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Well, look, folks, it's a very simple thing. You got to find a right location. You got to find something that's close to it. You got to have all the features and the benefits and the amenities. So in your case, you got skiing, you got schools, you got grocery, and you're shopping. So tell me more about, you know, in terms of the investments.
Well, in terms of, first of all, you know, the families, as I mentioned, they ask for schools, and seven schools close by, shopping. We got the largest outdoor shopping mall in North America, that's South Edmonton Common, with 170 stores.
Wow.
And a lot of people, Edmontonians, don't know that they don't have just the largest indoor mall, which is Westerton Mall in North America. They do have the largest outdoor shopping mall as well in North America, that's South Edmonton Common. We got premium outlet mall. And as I was having chat with you earlier, you travel a lot. This international airport is close by. We got transit happening. Every single amenity which family needs, from recreation, from schools, from shopping, every single thing, we got it within 5 to 10 minutes.
That's amazing. It's, there you go, folks. That's an introduction on CanCom and Raj and the Royal Oak subdivision. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'm bringing back in a quick commercial break, and then we'll carry on the conversation with this wonderful human being and an amazing entrepreneur. Thank you. All right, folks, welcome back. Thank you again for staying tuned. You know what? It's the show's about superior entrepreneurship. So what does that mean? Again, Raj being a guy with a lot of experience in terms of his background, he's been, you know, in sales from, you know, from frontline product sales person to a developer to a real estate investor. So, Raj, I'm going to ask you, you know, if some young person is trying to get into the concept of, you know, investing in real estate, you know, what would you say, you know, is real estate a good investment? Is it a good platform to get into? Talk to me about your experiences in real estate in general.
Well, real estate is definitely a great platform because as per the studies, 90% of the millionaires, they become so through owning real estate. So real estate is definitely a great platform. And for any young entrepreneur who's looking to invest in real estate, it's definitely one of the most secured. But do your due diligence. Make sure you learn your concept of investment before you jump in, because sometimes we don't know what we're getting into. So that's very important, to learn investment before you invest.
So what do you think is a good platform? What would be a basic startup thing? Would that be a web-based, or would you be saying take a course or take a real estate program in your local marketplace? Or what do you suggest for a young person?
I'll say before even you take the course in your local market, hang out with somebody who has done investments.
So find a mentor.
Find a mentor. That's important. And learn from him. And don't make a quick decision. Make sure you learn from the mentor. Spend some time with him. And he can or she can teach you the best. That's my experience.
Yeah. So learn from someone that's failed and learn fast. You know.
You bet.
So what do you think it's you know, when you're looking at building, and what are some of the things that you're looking at when you're looking to buy into a project or select a site or buying into a project? What are some of the things that you're looking to do? Like, is this the right investment? Is the right location? What are you doing in your mind? What's going through your head?
Well, first of all, if I'm buying any property, I have to make sure, is it sellable?
Great. Yeah, that's a good point.
Make sure, can people sell this product? So can realtors move this inventory? So is it close to all the amenities? Is it established? So these things are very important for me. Location, location, location at the end of the day. So the real estate, you need to make sure you pick the right location, and you make proper consultation with experts. Do not just jump in. Again, number one rule is make sure your decision is cautious and you do not lose money. So take consultation from experts, from people who have actually invested. Don't take consultation from people who have never owned real estate. And that's a mistake we do. We take consultation from our family members who have no experience of real estate. We take consultation from our friends who have never bought anything. So that's my experience, and that's my message to the audience.
So here's the deal, folks. What he's saying is that first learn what you're gonna do. Find out, you know, one of the things that I've done over the years is that I go out to the local, you know, planning and development, verify the zoning, verify that can you build your dream or whatever that is, whether it's multifamily, single family, a commercial site, and then go out there, do your due diligence, whether it's an architect, whether it's a consultant, whether it's an actual real estate firm that's going to help you market it. So are we on the same channel there, Yuvraj?
We are. And as I mentioned, do a deep consultation before you do anything, because real estate investment, majority of time, most of our life savings go into buying properties. And make sure you pick the right one, because you know life is not too long. It's a short span of the time where you can work and make money, and it's just do your things right. That's for me, that's very important.
Great. So moving forward, folks, you know, I like to get you all involved in talking to us in future episodes. I love to talk to you more comprehensively about your vision and vision 2020 and helping out 200 families and your plan and goals on what you're trying to do. And what we're trying to do with this show is create inspiration and be help to others, because there's the time when we were trying to do this 15, 20 years ago, there wasn't much out there. So now we're in a privileged position to be able to assist young entrepreneurship and encourage the entrepreneurship and investment in this great province of Alberta. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I'd like to thank you, Yuvraj, for joining the show. And I appreciate your time and effort you've made today to come see me.
Thanks, Al. I'm truly thankful and grateful for you to invite me. And thanks to your audience for listening to me.
Great. Have a good night, folks. Join you again very soon from the world, across the world, Al Luther on Superior Entrepreneurship. Thank you very much.